Linda Carlisle taking you up to 10 minutes past 8 on Sean for Breakfast. Estimates is 747 Triple M. And Lucky Bay Brewing is one of the icons of our town. You may have seen their beers around at the various hotels and motels. Names like the Skippy Rock Kolsch, the Sandy Hook Pale Ale. It's delicious, actually. But the local brewery went through some pretty hard times late last year, and they're at dire straits, basically. They've been helped out by the state government through their economic development plan. This is Alana McTiernan, the Regional Development Minister, speaking late last week.
One of our star applicants has been the Lucky Bay Brewery, and we are contributing $200,000, which will be in addition to an $125,000 grant that they received earlier this month. But in all, that will be help fund a very big project that this company is undertaking as it moves its premises. It's come in here, established a boutique brewery, and done exceptionally well. Now it's time for this enterprise to grow and to really develop off its tourism potential as well as its beer production potential. So by moving to the new premises, they will be able to be closer to a tourism market and also have a bigger premise to allow them to expand.
That's Alana McTiernan, the Regional Development Minister, speaking late last week. That's right, Lucky Bay Brewing, because of compliance issues, did have to move their premises. They are going close to the town, which should be ultimately better for tourism and locals from around there who want to get out there and try their product. Speaking about trying their product, Alana McTiernan, that you heard from just before, she did exactly that. How did she find their beer, though?
I think it was very nice. A beautiful pale ale. I'm not the biggest beer drinker in the world, but I thought it was very, very nice, very refreshing, and I would recommend Lucky Bay to anyone travelling through this part of the world.
Are you going to take home a big litre? Are they called growler?
No, the 1 litre cans.
Or 1 litre can. You're going to take
home? I don't know. I'll have to consider that.
And for the record, Alana McTiernan, the Region Development Minister, who was speaking there, she did not take home a litre can. That's all right, though. And I mentioned it before, Lucky Bay Brewing, we're going through some hard times last year. What does this all mean for Nigel and Robin, the two owners of Lucky Bay Brewing? You'll hear from them after the animals. We're going to get out of this place on Triple M.
Sean for Breakfast catch-up on Triple M.
Sean for Breakfast, Estimates at 747 Triple M. It's a quarter past eight, and the news late last week, through the state government's regional economic development program, Lucky Bay Brewing was going to receive up to $200,000 to help assist in the business's expansion and eventual move. They are moving to a new location closer to town. More details on that as they evolve. It hasn't always been easy. Last week, Lucky Bay went through some issues. There were some questions about their future. This is Nigel Metz and Robin Gale. They're the two of the cogs that make the Lucky Bay Brewing machine work.
We actually, until now, didn't have full finance in place. We had a plan in place. We knew what it was going to cost. However, we hadn't actually been to the bank and secured that full finance. And that's because we only in the last 3 weeks that we've had subdivision approval for the new site. So, and then to have this come in on top of that, it's finally all come together. And if you'd spoken to me probably 2 or 3 months ago, I was still sort of like, I'm not sure, you know, how are we going to make this to happen? While we had aspirations and we had the best bet plan in place, it wasn't until probably today or the last few weeks that it was like, my goodness, it really can happen. So we can, you know, really make a good go of it. And I'm looking forward to that of making a good venue. And it's been a good starting ground for us here. But we've all agreed it's time for us to go to the new site.
Would you like to see it take off in the eastern states, Lucky Bay Brewing? Is that the end game? Or?
Look, I think the local brewery is always parochially supported. And so we've all, it's great that we've all got these breweries popping back up in local, because beer is actually really heavy to transport, so why wouldn't you make it locally? I guess the end game for us is, and there is some breweries in the southwest already looking outside, particularly into Asia, and that's where there's a lot bigger market than anywhere in Western Australia. And by the way, it's a long way to go east.
The thing that actually drives
our passion and our energy to keep this going is we are very genuine about helping to make the Esperance community vibrant. So it's about local, it's about a really genuine link to farmers, to our community, local product, local music, local everything, to really, you know, show Esperance as a region that you want to live in, you want to come visit, you want to be a part of, you're proud of when you associate yourself with it. And that vibrancy of community is what Lucky Bay Brewing is about. And Nigel, with his background, we've been extremely fortunate to be able to use local barley and local wheat, unmalted, direct from the paddock to the brewery. And we are the only brewery in Australia doing that. And it's because of the beer science that Nigel has brought to this business. Mm.
That's the voice of Robin Gale. And before that, you heard Nigel Metz, the owners of Lucky Bay Brewing. And yes, that institution will live to fight another day. There is a move which will be happening. Plans have been made first and everything like that later in the year. I'll keep you posted on that. Coming up, the Eagles for the peaceful, easy feeling to get you through your Monday. You're listening to Sean for Breakfast.